notes. Right, how do I do a voice recording on this phone? There was none of this with a Nokia 3310. Ah, Belsin. Hiya, future grandchild. It's me, your loving grandma-to-be, Barbara Nice. That's Barbara's in Streisand, Nice as in the biscuit. Passing on the benefit of my words of wisdom in case we never meet. Good health is the most wonderful, most precious thing a person can have, apart from a cordless Dyson. Looked after myself, unlike Ken, my husband, your future granddad. See, you hear about fellas like him all the time. They retire one week and the next they drop down dead. I don't want that happening. Not before we've paid off the pigging mortgage. So I decided to take direct action. Oh, Ken! Ken, can you come in here for a minute?
What is it? And you know, there are no biscuits in that kitchen, Barbara. Not one.
Then what do you call that in your hand?
That's a rich tea. It is stuck in the bottom of the barrel. A rich tea isn't a biscuit, Barbara. At best, it's an edible coaster.
Well, you shouldn't have wolfed all the bourbons. Now, belt up, because I've got something to tell you. Now, there's no easy way to say this, Ken.
We're not out of crisps as well, are we?
Out of Chris. The thing is, Ken, well, it looks like you've only got 6 months left to live.
But we've definitely got some Chris.
Ken.
Well, stop being daft. 6 months to live. Says who?
Says this online death calculator. Details, your measurements, how many biscuits you eat, and it tells you the exact day you'll start pushing up daisies.
What a load of nonsense.
Well, it was right about poor Henry.
Who's Henry?
Next door's cat. With his red meat diet and gallivanting ways, it predicted his death within 1 week. It's highly accurate, Ken. It said I'll live to be over 100.
Oh, highly accurate.
Well, why shouldn't I? I'm active, I exercise, I take all my multivitamins and supplements. And unlike you, I can see my own feet.
You must have put my details in wrong, Barbara.
Wish you'd give me a bit of picking credit sometimes, Ken. Right, well, let's do it again then. Age?
57. No, 56. Wait, no, definitely 57.
You're 58. Do you suffer from any current health issues? Yes, memory loss. Your weight?
12 stone 5.
No one likes a liar, Ken.
Okay, 14 stone.
I can see your nose getting longer from here, Ken.
Okay, 18 stone 11.
You never...
Yeah, well, hang on, that's with my shoes on.
And what are they? Lead diving boots? Finally, how often would you say you exercise?
When was it now? 2012.
Well, I put rarely, and you're lucky to get that. Right, that's all in. Let's press return, see what it gives you. Oh, Ken, now it's saying you've only got 3 left.
Months.
Minutes. Ken, what are you going to do? Don't just sit down. Have you got any final requests?
Yeah, can I eat this last rich tea?
Do you know what, Ken? I am fed up with worrying for the both of us. Suit yourself. Take root on that settee and scoff yourself stupid. But don't you dare come running to me when you're pigging dead.
Barbara, I feel completely fine. There's no way I'll be disappearing behind that red curtain in the next 3 minutes or the next 3 weeks or whenever.
Ken, you're right. Ken, you're turning purple. Oh, that website was right. It's happening. Stay with me, Ken. Can you see a light? Can you see Henry the cat? Turn around. Walk back the other way.
Oh. God, I'm all right. It's just a crumb gone down the wrong hole. See what I mean about bloody rich teas?
Put in the picture, kid. He's just retired. He's gone to seed. I look after myself. I think women do, don't they?
I think we'll be the winners in the long run because we'll still be healthy as well by trying to look good.
That's right. We'll look good and we'll look round at them and think I'm ditching him.
Exactly. Exactly. And we often do.
We can always be better at looking after ourselves. So I've just recently taken up that middle-aged pursuit of cycling. So I've become a mammal. Do you know what a mammal is?
No,
a middle-aged man in Lycra.
Do you look after yourself, Antonio?
Yes, I do. I'm a personal trainer.
Isn't it if we could do a tone? Because he doesn't like going out, you know.
Can do loads of exercise. Even cleaning the house is already
a
movement
of
exercise.
We've got to be realistic now, look. Please, Antonio, you're living in dreamland, look.
If he goes out for an hour, you give him a treat when he comes home.
Treat? What kind of a treat do you mean, look?
I don't know. What does he like?
What does he like? Malt loaf, things like that, Swiss roll, bourbon biscuits, Oreo, that type of thing. Treacle sponge, custard.
There you go. Or a spotted dick or something like that.
I thought that's what you were trying to infer. I hope that's not what you're in for, spotted dick.
No, not this time.
Give you some cream for that, look.
There you go. One urine sample. Be careful, it's still hot.
Well, I don't want it, do I? Give it to the doctor when you go in.
Senior health check. What a waste of time.
Well, if you won't listen to me or Google Chrome, then maybe you'll listen to somebody from the medical profession. I am not having you dying on me, Kenneth Nice.
Ah.
I haven't got the time to arrange and fit in a funeral.
You what?
Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays I do all my volunteering. Tuesdays it's my Caribbean cooking class and hot yoga. Market day and underwater Thai boxing. I am very sorry, Ken, but I'm too busy for you to die.
Well, how about the weekend, Barbara? Would that be convenient to snuff it then?
Don't you dare, it's the rollerblading season.
Well, it's lucky for you, there's nothing wrong with me. I have the body of an athlete.
What, an 80s darts player? And while you're in there, ask the doctor for some help for your sleep apnea.
You mean me snoring?
Where's my phone? Right, listen to what I recorded last night. What I have to put up with every night. Do you hear that? You're breathing there, yeah? You're alive, but wait for it. You've stopped breathing. Technically, you're dead, yeah? You're still dead, still dead, still dead. And you're back again. Doing my head in, Ken. There isn't bedtime. It's an episode of Casualty every night.
Well, I still say it's snoring. It's the modern world. They make stuff up. New conditions, illnesses, just to make money.
Who's they?
Everybody. Doctors, drug companies, the food industry. They're all in on it. All those tablets and them supplements you take. Cod liver oil, super guarana, rosy what's-its and aloe vera. It's all a waste of money.
You don't know what you're talking about, Ken.
Barbara Nice.
You're seeing the doctor.
It's just Dr. Vassy to get the results of my checkup last week.
Why is there something bothering you?
Only you, Ken. Only you.
Come in.
Hiya, Dr. Vassy. You all right, love?
Hello, Barbara. Take a seat.
Oh, it's a full house today. That waiting room's jam-packed. All routine stuff, though. Margaret Edison's in again. That'll be a repeat prescription on her pile cream. And Lily Simonite's limped in. That new hip's clearly not taken. Oh, and have Mary Twigg's test results come back yet? She's desperate to get to the bottom of her flaky skin.
Barbara, as I've said before, you know I can't discuss other patients with you.
Mary won't mind. I'm her best friend. And she's itching for an update. Literally. The back of her settee looks like a winter wonderland.
Shall we concentrate on you, Barbara? And now, I see you had your senior health check last week.
Well, I only did it really to keep your quotas up. You'll see from my records I had 10 smear tests for you last year. Every little helps. I do feel a bit guilty about wasting your time, because I know I'm A1. Mm. And you poor doctors are overworked enough as it is. In fact, you're looking a bit peaky yourself.
I'm fine.
Come here a sec, Dr. Vassycock, and let me have a feel of your neck. Those glands are very prominent, they're like quail eggs. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Mrs. Nice, you're... Barbara! Can you please just stop this?
Oh, and mood changes. Are you getting enough zinc, Dr. Vassay?
Plenty. Now, everything's come back pretty normal.
Well, duh.
Apart from your blood pressure. It's 160 over 90. Worryingly high. I'd like you to have some more tests.
What for? You must be reading my results wrong. You've got me mixed up with somebody else.
No, I haven't.
Now, you can't be sure of that, can you, Dr. Vassay? After all, you're not very well yourself. The cheek of him, Mary. The barefaced cheek of him to sit there and say there was something wrong with me.
Well, he is a doctor, Barbara. It's his job. How did Ken's checkup go?
Terrible, Mary. They've given him the all clear. Get me head round it, Mary. Ken's okay and they're sending me for further tests.
You're not to worry, Barbara. It'll turn out to be something and nothing. Like the other day, I thought I had brown malignant looking moles growing all over my face. Until I realised I'd just fallen asleep eating chocolate raisins.
You've still got one stuck to your forehead, Mary.
Thanks, Barbara.
How can I have high blood pressure? I look after myself. That death calculator said I'd live to be a centenarian.
Half man, half horse.
I think you might be thinking of a centaur, Mary. Hey, and why not? Half man, half horse. Not an unattractive combination, Mary. Have a super Garawana. Give me one while you're at it. Olympic athletes, swear by these, Mary. If it's good enough for Dame Kelly Holmes, it's good enough for us.
Must cost you a fortune at Holland and Barrett.
3 for 2 on bargains. Have you ever had St. John's wort?
Yes, Barbara, I have. They had to freeze them off in the end.
Right, I bet this is pig in pee, pig in eye. Aye. Now listen, love, I'm... Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, yeah, it is, yeah. Oh, smashing. Oh, no problem. Oh, yeah, thanks for telling me, love. Yeah. All the best, Tirana. Look, bye. That wasn't PPI, mate, it was the hospital. They brought my results appointment forward to tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
Good? How can it be pigging good? Appointments get put back, cancelled, not brought forward. It means they're concerned. They think my high blood pressure's serious.
It's not like you to think the worst of things.
I know. You're right. I'm being daft.
Probably a slot's come free, that's all.
Yeah.
Because someone's died. You know what that hospital's like, Barbara. They're always losing people.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Woman up my road, she went into that hospital, never came out again.
But what did she go in for?
Loose change.
You can do exercises for that.
No, for the car park. She was visiting a friend, slipped on a mop floor, broke her leg, contracted MRSA and died. And that wasn't even the worst of it. They gave her a parking ticket as well.
Oh, Mary, that could happen to me.
No, it couldn't, Barbara. You don't drive.
You see, love, nobody knows what's round the corner. I've been too cocky. I've been thinking I'm invincible. Grab that pen, Mary. Write down everything I say, all the things I want to do while I'm still alive and kicking, before I go into that hospital and never come out.
Okay.
Right, number one, see my first grandchild being born. Do up this house. Eat a proper New York hot dog. I've always wanted to do that scene where Marilyn Monroe, who was a size 14, Mary, He's walking along the sidewalk and the subway blows right up a frock. Stage dive like Iggy Pop. And I've always wanted to play a small but significant part in achieving true and lasting world peace.
Barbara, I'm not sure you're going to be able to do all this by tomorrow.
You're right, Mary. Cross the hot dog off.
Barbara, I've got the stool set up. Are you ready?
Right. We'll look all right in this, Mary.
You look lovely. Didn't Marilyn have a white dress on, though?
Yeah, but I haven't got a white dress.
I know, but a dressing gown, but...
Well, it's white, isn't it? It'll have to do. Now, help me get onto this stool. Grab me hand. Steady me, Mary. Steady me.
Are you up?
I'm up.
Now what?
Well, in the film, Marilyn's talking, Subway comes along, blows air up the grill, it lifts the dress up.
Righto. Hold on.
Mary, stop blowing up my dressing gown. It's not doing anything. Here, I brought this air dryer from upstairs. Plug it in. Yeah, that's much better. Right, whack it up, Mary. 10. Full power. Flick the turbo switch. That's it, Mary. Bring it on.
Ready?
Yes, look, ready. Oh, piggy neck, Mary, that's hot. That's too hot. Bye, Mary. Lock it down to fire.
Sorry, Barbara. Doing it?
Yeah, I'm not billowing much, though. It might be the way to the terry toweling. Hey, Mary, get right under me and lie down.
Righto, one sec. Is that better?
Yeah, it's much better.
I'm back, love.
I'm billowing, Mary! I'm billowing!
What the hell?
Okay, Mary's just helping with my 7-year itch.
Women's business, say no more. Oh! Oh! This suspension is doing nothing for my back. See, this is what happens when you keep going to a blinking gym.
What did you hurt it on? Rowing machine?
No, the vending machine. I heard it crack when I bent down to pick up a Twix. Why do we have to sit right at the front on the top deck?
So I can see Stockport in all its glory.
It's a bus, Barbara, not a time machine. We're going to the hospital, not back to the Industrial Revolution.
It's a fine town, Ken, because it's my town. It's filled with all my memories. Oh, there's the park. Remember all the picnics we had there, teaching the girls how to ride the bikes and dodge dog muck? I love shopping up this high street, Ken. I'm never going to go in home bargains again.
Of course you will. Look, stop worrying, you're going to be fine.
What if I'm not? I've been thinking, Ken, should I go before you?
Go where?
Another suitcase in another hall, Ken.
What are you going on about now?
That great mystery, Ken, that nobody knows about for sure. The other side.
Yorkshire.
Should I go before you? I want you to do something for me. Marry Mary.
Marry Mary? Marry bloody Mary?
I give you my blessing.
Well, you can have it back.
It makes sense. She'll be lonely and you won't be able to cope without me.
I won't be able to cope with Mary. I'd catch a terminal verruca off her. Now, look, stop worrying. You don't want your blood pressure to go up, do you? Just sit back and relax. Hey, look. We're just coming past the oldest Aldo picture house.
Oh, it's a 98p store now. They've got some good stuff in there. I'm not sure about the slogan, though. Everything under one roof and we won't touch your tuppence.
Well, it'll always be the picture house to me, Barbara. That's where we went to see our first film together.
Oh, yeah, The Exorcist. But that's not my fondest memory of the Isoldo. Do you remember, Ken, I just come out of the Saturday Late Show with Mary. You was walking home from the pub with Dave and Paul Walsh eating chips. And you spotted me across the road and you started singing.
It wasn't my fault, I was drunk.
Sing to me now, Ken.
We're on the top deck of the 192, Barbara.
I want you to serenade me, Ken, like you did then.
All right, if it'll take your mind off things. There she was, just a-walking down the street, singing, do a de de dum dum de de do.
Enter. Come in, take a seat.
Is it all right if my husband sits in with us? Just that I notice a vending machine and he can't be trusted.
By all means. Now, Mrs. Nice, your GP was concerned with your hypertension, correct? And you've since had subsequent tests and monitoring.
That's correct, Doctor. Is it bad news? It's bad news, isn't it? Come on, tell me, give it to me straight. I'm reaping what I sowed. I'm ill because of tiramisu. I've always had a weakness for it, and once I start, I can't stop. And I started smoking again in 1997 after Diana died. I mean, it was only half a packet of 10 silk cut while listening to Candle in the Wind on repeat. But sometimes that's all it takes, isn't it?
You'll have to forgive her, Doctor. She doesn't get ill. This is all very new to her.
Your kidneys are fine, but your blood pressure is still rather high, and we're no closer to establishing why. You don't drink to excess.
Only when Britain's Got Talent, son. It helps take the edge off.
You don't take recreational drugs.
Not anymore.
I notice from your notes that you're an extremely busy and active lady, Mrs. Nice.
Well, thank you, Doctor.
No, you misunderstand. That may be the reason for your continuing hypertension.
I'm always telling her that she does too much.
Well, you shut up, Ken. You think everybody does too much. Compared to you, snails are hyperactive. You're barking up the wrong tree, Doctor. I was born busy. I've been on the go all my life. I've never had a problem.
Yes, but as we get older, Mrs. Nice, our bodies begin to wear.
Your body may be missing. But not mine.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, Mrs. Nice.
Touch your toes.
Sorry?
We'll soon see who's past it. Touch your toes.
That really isn't going to prove anything, Mrs. Nice.
Star jumps, first to 50.
Could you please sit down, Mrs. Nice?
Shuttle runs, that wall and back.
Barbara, sit down and let the consultant consult.
Thank you. I'm not implying that you're unfit, Mrs. Nice. I'd just like to see how your hypertension responds to a week or two of less activity, of complete rest and relaxation.
You mean put my feet up?
Exactly. You see, it's nothing too horrible.
I don't put my feet up. Barbara Nice does not put her feet up.
Well, my professional advice is that she should.
Don't you worry, Doctor. I'll make sure she puts up her feet and has a cup of tea and relax, even if I have to sit next to her and put my feet up myself. Thank you, Doctor, thank you.
Mr. Nice?
Yes?
Will you stop hugging me, please?
There you go, loves. Lean back. Have you got enough cushions?
To smother you to death with? No, I haven't.
There's no need to be like that, love.
You only want me to relax so you can take it easy yourself. Well, I'm not having it. And I'll be quite okay on my own while you toddle off to the gym.
I'd love to, love, but my back's playing up again. Besides, you don't know your way around daytime telly. I can help you, love.
Will you pack in calling me love? You're really going on my nerves.
I'm just trying to be nice.
Yeah. I think I may have discovered the reason behind my high blood pressure. Where's that thingy-majig thing that measures it? Here we go. Put me thumb on it. Sky high! Ka-ching! The reason behind my high blood pressure, Ken, is you.
How come everything ends up being my fault? I feel like Jeremy Corbyn. Look, it's not because of me. It's because you're not doing what the consultant said. You made me take medical advice, but you won't take it yourself.
Oh, fine, okay, I'll give it a go. So how does this relaxing thing work, then?
Now, to the untrained eye, it looks easy. But You have to give it proper thought and preparation to an afternoon on the sofa in front of the telly. You don't want to be in the kitchen making a bacon butty when Pointless starts. That's the nightmare scenario.
Bury me now. Bury me now. I'm not like you, Ken. I can't sit around festering at home watching daft quiz shows. I need to be out there, getting amongst them, helping people, doing my own thing, living my life.
How about a jigsaw puzzle?
That's it! I'm going out before the top of my head blows off.
Look, I'll stop. I'll drag you back in the house.
What, with that bad back of yours? I don't piggin' think so.
You've got to stay in. You've got to stay in. I mean, what do you think you're doing?
I'm discharging myself, Ken. You never guess what I've been doing.
Singing Iggy Pop songs while total strangers carry you over their heads around Stockport Market. You've been all over the radio. I've got two blocks here from the advertiser at the door asking for your photo and your life story.
Oh, what did you tell them?
That they was making me miss Deal or No Deal.
Pass me that sledgehammer.
Oh, now, hang on, Barbara, let's talk first.
It's not for you, you daft pig, it's for the chimney. I want an open fire. Why wait?
Because there's no rush. Plus, there's a gas pipe behind there.
Stop worrying, Ken.
Will you stop and listen for a second?
Life's for living.
I know why your blood pressure's sky high.
Who do you think you are, Ken? Dr. Kildare?
It's because of these.
What are you doing with my supplements?
Reading the label. Unlike you, it seems. While you were out, I looked at everything you've been throwing down your neck. Those super guarana tablets alone contain 65 milligrams of caffeine.
So?
So, mix that with ginseng, St. John's wort, and the rest of that organic cocktail party you've been popping, and it's not so much hello Vera as bye-bye Barbara.
So am I all right?
Yes.
So I'll probably live to be 100 after all?
Unfortunately for me, yes.
Come here, you great big clever lump.
Oi, mammy back. And make sure you let that consultant know. And I hope you've learnt your lesson. You're going to have to calm down a bit. Take your time with things from now on.
Mammy Eckerslight, this has been a wake-up call. Life's short, there's loads I want to do. Deep sea diving off Anglesey. Help foster out orangutans in Borneo. Turn the bathroom into a wet room.
Oh, flaming Nora, Barbara Nice.
We'll talk about it when I get back.
But you've only just come in. Where are you going now?
Underwater Thai boxing with Mary. Ta-ra!
Hang on, Barbara. Come back a minute. I think I can smell gas.
So there you are, future grandchild. It's a funny old week, all in all. You'll be pleased to hear that my blood pressure's dropped back down to normal. Now I've come off my pick and mix of pills. But your granddad Ken still hasn't gone back to the gym, and now he's insisting that a chocolate orange makes up one of his five fruit and veg a day. I, on the other hand, have vowed to take even better care of myself and always read the labels on things. After all, I want to be around for when you eventually enter the world. Right, well, I've got to go, kid, as the builders are here. Well, how was I to know that wall of smashed up was load-bearing? Whatever that means. So, until next time, all the very best. Your loving grandma-to-be, Barbara Nice. Barbara Nice was written by Janice Connolly and Steve Turner and starred Amrit Charna, Angela Curran, Josephine Enright, John Henshaw and Janice Connolly. It was recorded at the Mac Birmingham and was a BBC Studios production. And the producer was Rebecca Padworth.